Hello and welcome to the WriteCome.com podcast, where we help you to make money from your words. Each episode we'll be sharing tips, tricks, and strategies you can use to make more money from your writing, publishing, and marketing to your fans and audience. Let's get started with your host, Barry J. McDonald.
Hi, this is Barry here, and you are very, very welcome to today's podcast episode from WriteCome.com. And today's podcast episode is entitled, What Would You Give Your Life to Do? Now, I want you to ponder on that for a moment. What would you give your life to do? Because right now, at this very moment, you are giving me a portion of your life to listen to this episode. And right now, I am given a portion of my life. It may be 5, it may be 10 minutes. Who knows, it may be an hour, depending on how many times I need to redo this episode before I'm happy with it. But I am giving you a portion of my life in this podcast episode. But again, that is my choice. I am setting this portion of my life aside to record this episode. But some people right now could be given a portion of their life over to Netflix. Some people could be given a portion of their life over to social media, or some people could be given their portion of their life over to, you know, maybe playing with their dog or whatever, but they are given a portion of their life toward that. Now, when you do kind of look at your life in that way, in that, you know, you mightn't feel that you are giving a portion of your life away, but right now, you know, our clock is ticking, you know, the sand is going through the egg timer, and you never know how much time we have left. But a wake-up call for me one time was when Bob Proctor was actually talking in one of his seminars about giving your life up for something. And you know, a lot of us think, well, if we are going to give up our life, we're going to give our life up to a worldly goal, like we are going to give it up to build a business, or we're going to give it up to build a career, or we're going to give it away to build it up. Sometimes you go down that kind of mental path, but sometimes you don't even think about we are actually giving up our life right now on sometimes the most trivial things that probably we shouldn't be doing. And maybe if we gave more importance to what we were giving our life away to, we would probably, you know, cut back on how much time we are spending on Netflix, or maybe getting into that argument on social media. Is it really worthwhile, you know, arguing with somebody about some political party or what Trump said or what is going on in the media? Would you really consider, you know, wasting a portion of your life to get caught up in someone else's drama on social media? And again, to all those YouTube videos, you know, how many times you need to watch somebody falling over, you know, and laughing at somebody other person's misfortune. But I want you maybe to consider that today, because it's something, unfortunately, that a lot of us just take for granted. We assume that tomorrow morning we are going to get up, and we will always have an endless number of tomorrow mornings. But at the end of the day, unfortunately, you know, some of us might have less of these days in the future than we even realize. And sometimes we mightn't have, you know, all that time to do whatever it is we would like to do. So maybe instead of maybe just giving portions of your life over the way to trivial things, maybe have a look and see and leave something good behind you, you know, something that you can be proud of. You know, if you are writing a book right now, you are giving up a portion of your life to write that book. So if you were going to give up a portion of your life to write that book, well then make it a book that you want to write. You know, not writing a book to market or whatever. Again, I'm not saying you should write a book where there is no readers, there's no chance of you ever making a penny from it, but I think if you're going to give up a portion of your life to write a book today, it should be a book that makes you happy and that you are happy to leave behind you. Or if you are working in any kind of business today, you know, I hope that it is a business that you're happy in. I hope that it is something that, you know, brings you joy, and the time you are given into it is, you know, meaningful, and that you're not kind of in one of these push button buttons where maybe some, you know, guru or whatever sold you some piece of software that you need to keep clicking a button every half an hour to, you know, automatically send a message out to a list of people, or to spam a load of blogs or whatever. Because at the end of the day, is that really, you know, a good way to spend your time, or a good way of spending a portion of your life? So what I want you to do, again, it's something that I am paying more attention to as well. I don't know if it's because I'm coming up to my 49th birthday on the 23rd of this month, or maybe it's just something in the water, I don't know, but I'm just paying more attention to how I am spending my time, and maybe giving it up to more worthwhile things than maybe I used to do. You know, it was very easy when you're younger, when you do think you are going to live forever, it's very easy just to throw your time away on trivial things and stupid things that are never really going to add much to your life. So consider that today. We are all given portions of our life up to something. So have a look and see if maybe that portion you're giving away, if you're maybe just, you know, wasting it on something kind of that isn't really productive, or anything that is really going to make a difference. Maybe just focus on something that is worthwhile and a better, you know, sign of your time. You know, if someone right now kidnapped you and said to your family, well, We would like maybe $3 million to get you released. I'm sure your family would probably do their best to, to get around and get loans or get money from somewhere, but they would do their best probably to raise that £3 million just to get you back, and just to have you back in their lives so they're actually able to spend more time with you. But us ourselves, sometimes, we don't see the value on our time or the value in ourselves or the value in what we do, and we just completely just piss it away. Somebody's willing to pay $3 million for us, and yet we will throw hours of our life away on Netflix or maybe playing Call of Duty or some kind of trivial thing that is never going to add much to our lives. So consider that today, and maybe if you are maybe trying something today, maybe you are testing out something, you don't know if maybe you should be a fiction writer or maybe you should be a podcaster, or maybe you're going into a new venture and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm going to be giving up a portion of my life to do this. Should I really be doing this? Will I be happy in this? Now, one thing I should recommend you should do is, whatever you are looking to do, it probably is going to take time. If I want this podcast to be successful, if I want to build a large audience, it probably means I am going to have to show up for the longest time. I'm going to have to record probably hundreds of episodes of this podcast before anyone actually takes notice of it. And again, too, maybe if you were looking to write a book, if you're probably going to have to give up a portion of your life too. It could be days, it could be weeks, it could be months, but you are going to give up a portion of your life to write that book. So have a look at what you are giving up, and if you feel maybe should you be doing what you are doing right now, a handy thing you should do is maybe just pick yourself up mentally from where you are and just teleport yourself 5 years in the future, or maybe 10 years in the future, and just think to yourself, if I was doing what I am doing right now in 5 years time, would I be happy with doing this? Would I be happy showing up every day doing the work that I am doing right now? Would I be happy writing? Would I be happy recording this material? And if you find maybe when you think about it in the future, 5 years from now, for the full 5 years, you are going to be doing the exact same thing over and over and over and over again every single day, if maybe that feels like a huge chore, if you feel, well, God, in 5 years time I'm going to be doing this every day, this is going to be awful, I'm going to freak out, I can't do it, that could be a sign maybe that you shouldn't be doing what you are about to take on. If you can't see yourself doing it in 5 or 10 years time and not being happy with it, it probably is a sign maybe you should go on a different path and maybe give up a portion of your life on something else. So give that some thought today. As I said, I don't know whether it's something in the water, whether it's coming up onto my birthday or something like that. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. I am paying more attention to how I am giving up portions of my time, because I know the sand in my egg timer is going on the wrong way, or it's going in the wrong direction. But I want to give up as much portions of my time for good things and hopefully make a difference in someone's life out there. So as always, if you would like to reach out to me, you can certainly send an email to barryjmcdonald@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to know what I do over on the Writecome site, if you are maybe interested in getting into writing, maybe you want to give a portion of your life up to writing or non-fiction writing or maybe podcasting or whatever, if you want to head over to Writecome, you'll find a lot of great free reports on the homepage. That's WriteCome.com. So as always, thanks for giving me up a portion of your day today, and have a lovely day. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like more from the writecome.com podcast, be sure to subscribe now for more tips, tricks, and ideas you can use to make more money from your words. See you in the next episode.